Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Late Night was still talking about Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Apparently, it left Fox News speechless. Seth Meyers said, it's like when you get in the car with your parents after they took you to a movie that had way more nudity than they were expecting. Stephen Colbert said, that was quite the pause. It explains Fox's new slogan, fair and... we're still here. Louis C.K. has got that new movie called 4th of July. Good timing on the release. Louis C.K. putting it out today. However, The Hollywood Reporter said this low-budget indie dramedy being released in a smattering of movie theaters, as of now it's not scheduled to be screened by any of the larger chains, reveals the controversial comic working in an uncharacteristically muted fashion, lacking the acerbic edge of his brilliant work on the TV sitcom Louie and web series Horace and Pete. I forgot about that. 4th of July turns out to be something we would have never expected from Louis C.K. Bland. Ouch. Even worse news for you, Joe List, because Louis C.K.'s career will sail along. But The Hollywood Reporter wrote, partly this seems because he's working in collaboration with comedian Joe List, who co-wrote the screenplay, executive produced, and stars in the lead role of Jeff, a recovering alcoholic and anxiety-ridden jazz pianist. C.K. shows up in only a couple scenes as Joe's therapist, a bit of casting that feels ironic considering his issues. The bottom line, not a return to glory. The Hollywood Reporter, ouch. From Us Weekly, Paul Scheer claims that Tom Brady threatened to sue him. Why? Over a t-shirt that was offered as merchandise for the podcast Unspooled. In a video on Instagram, Paul Scheer said, Tom Brady threatened legal action against me and the Unspooled podcast. All right, so what's going down here? Last month, they watched the film Porco Rosso. You know that film. Of course you do. Scheer and co-host Amy Nicholson were discussing how director Hayao Miyazaki is going to retire, and then he comes out of retirement. Scheer then compared him to Tom Brady, who's been known to do that. Quoting Scheer, so I said, Miyazaki is the Tom Brady of the animation world. They began offering a t-shirt featuring a drawing of Brady wearing Miyazaki's signature tan suit and glasses and throwing a football, along with the phrase, Miyazaki is the Tom Brady of the animation world. However, shortly thereafter, Scheer received a phone call informing him that Tom Brady's legal team had filed an injunction against them. Scheer said, if we continue to sell this shirt, we will be sued. Apparently, this mother effer has trademarked his own name, so you can't sell anything with the words Tom Brady on it. I don't think that's crazy. However, they are now selling t-shirts that say, Miyazaki is the Brady of the animation world. Who they mean by Brady? That's up to your interpretation. If you want one, they're available for purchase on TeePublic. I didn't click the link. Let's see how much they're charging for this thing. Okay, here's the shirt. $22. That's not bad. In terms of wearing it as a t-shirt, pretty deep. A lot of inside jokes here on their website. All right, moving on. Back-to-back Tom Brady stories from The Hollywood Reporter. Cameron Diaz is coming out of a self-proclaimed retirement to get back into acting. We've learned this from my former coworker, Jamie Foxx. Jamie posted on his social media, Cameron, I hope you're not mad as I recorded this, but no turning back now. Had to call in the GOAT to bring back another GOAT. Fox posted audio of Jamie, Cameron Diaz, and NFL star Tom Brady talking. Tom Brady is heard saying, I was talking to Jamie, and he said you needed a few tips on how to unretire, and I am relatively successful and unretiring. All right, that's fun. From goldderby.com, your home for comedy news. They were watching America's Got Talent. Now, listen to this headline. Howie Mandel puts comedian Jordan Conley on par with Kevin Hart after America's Got Talent audition. Howie Mandel really liked Jordan's set and said it was authentic. Howie explained that what makes comics stars is the audience's belief that there's no separation between who that person is and that this is not an act. Yeah, because then Anthony Jeselnik's a pretty horrible person. No? Howie compared him to Kevin Hart in the sense that people will also say, I love Jordan Conley, because what they get on stage is exactly who he is. Howie's strong reaction to Jordan was largely due to the fact that his set centered on his experience as the child of two military parents with stories about his goofy responses to their request that he follow in their footsteps. Simon Cowell called him naturally fun because he's super, super talented. So I was curious. I watched the set and I have shared it on the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News podcast group. And I haven't heard back yet, but I am seeking the opinion of some fellow comedians. I felt the set, first of all, I thought the set was good, but I felt it was a little rushed. and I felt like it was scoped in the editing, meaning that they made some invisible cuts. I felt like the rhythm was a little too fast. Maybe Jordan was just a little anxious being on national TV, but I do a lot of editing. The rhythm didn't seem natural to me. I think they cut some pauses and they sped it up for pacing, but I'll wait to see what the pro comics say. Now, Meow wrote, "Who is Jordan Connelly?" And they said, "He is well known for his roles in Johnny Loquasto Physical Therapy." Of course, now you're like, oh yeah, that guy from Johnny Loquasto Physical Therapy. Now you know who I mean. He was also in Vows in 2020 and in Under Wraps 2. You know, that guy. What are you talking about, Meow? In an interview with Voyage LA, Jordan said he would return home delighted about my 3 minutes of open mic comedy, but his parents would still try to talk him out of his choices and discuss possible jobs other than stand-up comedy. He said his act compromises of self-depreciating humor that looks at himself but spins it in a good light with the goal of encouraging others. Jordan is a fan of video games, Disney, professional wrestling, collecting action figures, comic books, and is a major Star Wars fan, so he might actually be me. Less successful was the Bicycle Comedian. Bicycle Comedian was also on America's Got Talent. Keegan, the Bicycle Comedian, his whole set revolves around bicycles. Meow says Keegan struggled to get a few good laughs out of the judges. Fans on social media were less than impressed with Keegan the Bicycle Comedian's performance, comparing him to Mr. Pants. One said, "The pants guy's the exact same as the bike guy. Why are they all laughing? It's like an episode of Black Mirror or something." Another said, "I wish the guy with the bike jokes were as good as the guy with the pants jokes." A third asked, "So they like the pants jokes but not the bike jokes?" I don't watch America's Got Talent. My mom does. I ran 8 miles yesterday for my marathon training. That means today is a cross-training day. And what do I like to do for cross-training? Fight camp. I just logged into the app. Coach PJ wants to do a 20-minute lower body workout 4 rounds with me. I could also pick a 20-minute full body workout 4 rounds. I love this thing. It's boxing. New workouts added every week. You'll always find something new. You can try different workout styles, lengths, trainers, difficulty levels, and more. Quick workouts. You just heard me say 20 minutes. You've got 20 minutes. This podcast alone is 20 minutes. You'll need two devices, right? Because you need your phone for the app. But you could have a second phone with the podcast, and you could box while listening to me talk about comedy. Come on. What's a better workout than that? If you have little to no boxing experience, hey, I want to fight in the schoolyard in the sixth grade. It's been a while. Fight Camp has your back. They've created programs specifically designed to teach you the basics of boxing and kickboxing. Ooh, new releases. 25-minute full-body workout. 6 rounds with Tommy. That sounds exhausting. 35-minute pure striking workout. 8 rounds with Rocky. I'm not ready for Rocky yet, but I love Fight Camp a lot. You should do it. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the website, joinfightcamp.com, and you're going to use the promo code DCN. JoinFightClub.com, promo code DCN, help support this podcast, and you'll get free shipping. Fight Camp comes with all the gear you need to start boxing from home, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. I like the trackers a lot because you get to see how you're doing. Takes up less space than you think. If you have enough room to do a push-up, you have enough room for Fight Camp. JoinFightCamp.com, promo code DCN. They promise you'll be sore, and they ain't kidding. This weekend on the podcast, normal episode tomorrow, pretty robust. Sunday and Monday will be Robin Williams stories, parts 1 and 2. Tuesday, also a robust episode. I'm about to record Saturday and Tuesday back to back. I'm going to the beach. Wanda Sykes was on with Stephen Colbert. Pay attention to this quote here. Wanda speaking. "The problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff. Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out in New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap? Really? I mean, right. I mean, we're footing the bill." Colbert jumped in and said, "That's the union. It's supposed to be a representative democracy. It turns out to be minority rule right now." Wanda said, "California, if it were a country, would be like the fifth largest economy. So if I'm footing the bill, know your position. Look, it's like if I say go out to dinner, you don't get to pick the restaurant. Just shut up and eat." Not sure she understands how democracy works. Or she was just telling jokes on a late night show. Relax, Johnny Mac. Nikki Glaser now has a date for her next stand-up special. Good Clean Filth premieres on HBO July 16th, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glaser taped the special at the Paramount Theater in Colorado. and takes on a range of topics in her brutally yet honest conversational style. Whether she's dishing about sex, outlining the do's and don'ts of dating and how to trick someone into marriage, or oversharing about her not-so-private parts, Glazer delivers an hour of unapologetic and no-holds-barred comedy, not for mere shock value, no, 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 but to be open about topics often considered taboo. Bill Bellamy has a new podcast. This will launch Wednesday, July 6th. It's called Top Billin' with Bill Bellamy, filmed on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Each week, the comedian speaks candidly with leading figures in music, comedy, sports, and more. Some of the upcoming guests, T.I. and entertainer Tony Rock, brother of Chris Rock. Tony Rock will speak about that Oscars incident. Bill said, they know the comedian Bill, and he's not going anywhere, but with Top Billin' and Breakbeat, I'm bringing together generations of inspiring and impactful talent and asking them the questions no one else has, all while having fun doing it. That bar's pretty high. Jamie Foxx, on his radio show, has some questions for T.I. That bar's pretty high. I'll leave it at that. Lori Kilmartin will headline the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. That's not until October, if you want to book your calendar. Milwaukee Comedy Festival, October 2nd through the 9th. And Atsuko Okatsuka, she's been getting a lot of press this week. She was on Marc Maron. I didn't get to listen to it yet, but I've got it in my queue. She was part of Vulture's series where they asked comedians, all right, if we gave you Marvel-style money, what would you make? Atsuko said, $250 million? Jesus, I mean, should I try to solve world hunger with that? Vulture wrote, for the purposes of this interview, we told her to assume that world hunger has already been solved by Elon Musk. That's funny. Her idea, okay. We open in a typical theater with the queen herself, Beyoncé, performing Partition because of my hashtag drop challenge. Beyoncé and I do the drop challenge together. I have a diamond-covered mic, not blood diamonds, the conflict-free kind. Then, Oprah style, I start giving out gifts, starting with my grandma. I give her a live knee surgery performed by a top surgeon because she's only had one knee done, but she needs both. They wheel her backstage because not everybody wants to watch that, but there's a feed you can tune to and watch it if you're into that kind of thing. Then, we have the entire cast of Selling Sunset take my husband and my mom on a tour of homes to get my grandma her dream house. So it'll be like multiple shows within a show. I'm doing stand-up, but you can tune into a fully produced episode of Selling Sunset if you want. At the same time, the cast of Queer Eye is also there. So during my performance, there's wardrobe changes, live hair changes, makeup changes. Bobby's rearranging furniture behind me. Let's get LL Cool J in an episode of NCIS LA. My current special, The Intruder, is about an intruder who came to our house three times in a day and he still hasn't been caught. So LL Cool J solves the mystery and finds the intruder. At the end, the audience chooses the Selling Sunset house, and I give whatever money's left over to audience members on the way out. There's hot fresh pizza that was baked live, so there's also a feed you can tune into. I call it Everything Everywhere All at Once, and let's get the Daniels to direct it. That's a good time. That is your comedy news for today. Happy 4th of July weekend, unless you're part of the British monarchy and then you're still mad about that 1776 thing. Hey, you lost. Get over it. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows later.